So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited two brises of Reb Shimon, which seemed to contradict each other in Reb Shimon's opinion regarding Kol HaMenachos Shenikmetzu Shelo Lishma, whether Minchas Nedavah Shelo Lishma Adu Lebal M'Shem Chayva. In the first brisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Kol HaMenachos Shenikmetzu Shelo Lishma Ksheiris V'Adu Lebal M'Shem Chayva. All Menachos whose Kemitza was done Shelo Lishma are kosher, and their owner has fulfilled this obligation, because She'en HaMenachos Doim Misle Zvachim. Menachos are different than Zvachim. Because regarding Menachos, Sha'akoyimetz Machavas L'Shom Machashas, Ma'aseh Mechichin Ola L'Shom Machavas. If in a Minchas Machavas, a Mincha baked in a flat pan, one had a Machshavas Shelo Lishma, intentions for a Minchas Machashas, a Mincha baked in a deep pan, it's obvious that the Mincha is a Minchas Machavas, and he lied and his words are insignificant. Therefore, Alu L'Balam Shem Chayva, or Chareva L'Shom Belula, Ma'aseh Mechichin Ola L'Shom Chareva. If in a minchas chayte that does not have shemen ulevayna, one had a machshavas shalei lishma for a mincha that does have shemen ulevayna, it's obvious that the mincha is a minchas chareva and he lied. Therefore, alu labaylam l'shem chayva. However, regarding zvachim, this is not so, because shchita achas lekulan, vizrika achas lekulan, v'kabbalah achas lekulan, all karbonis behema have the same avodas, and in a machshavas shalei lishma, it's not obvious that he lied and his words are significant. Therefore, alu labaylam l'shem chayva. While in the second brace, Reb Shimon holds, Kol HaMenachos Shenikmetzu Shelo Lishma Kasheris, V'loi Alu L'Baal M'Shem Chayva. All Menachos whose Kemitza was done Shelo Lishma, although they are kosher, their owner has not fulfilled his obligation, because the Pasuk of Mincha states, Kodesh Kodeshim Kechatas V'Ka'ashim. Some Menachos are compared to a Chatas, and other Menachos are compared to an Ashim as follows. Minchas Chayitei Harehi Kechatas, L'Fikach Kamtza Shelo Lishma Pesula Kechatas. A Minchas Chayte is compared to a Karban Chatas, and therefore, if the Kemitza was done Shelo Lishma, the Minchas Chayte becomes possible as a Chatas would. However, Minchas Nedava Harehi Ka'ashim. Lafikach Kamtza Shelo Lishma Kshera Ka'ashim. A voluntary Mincha is compared to a Karban Ashim, and therefore, if the Kemitza was done Shelo Lishma, the Minchas Nedava remains kosher like an Ashim would. However, Ka'ashim, like an Ashim, Ma'ashim Kasha Be'ein Maratza Af Minchas Nedava Kshera Fein Maratza. Just like in an Ashim Shelo Lishma, the owner has not fulfilled his obligation, so too in a Minchas Nedava Shelo Lishma, the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. Again, in the first brace, Reb Shimon says, Minchas Nedava Shelo Lishma Olu L'Baal M'Shem Chayva, while in the second brace, Reb Shimon says, Minchas Nedava Shelo Lishma Olu L'Baal M'Shem Chayva. The Gemara offers three approaches that the following Amaram gave to reconcile the two brises of Reb Shimon, but in a different order than in the previous daf. Rabbah answers, Kam b'shi nekodesh, kam b'shi nebailam. Reb Shimon holds it depends on whether the machshava shelo lishma was about another mincha or another person, because Reb Shimon says elsewhere darish taima dekra. We can qualify the halacha based on its reason. And machshava dule minkra pasul rachmana, machshava de minkra le pasul rachmana. A machshava shelo lishma that is not obviously false causes a carbon to become pasul, but a machshava shelo lishma that is obviously false does not cause the carbon to become pasul. Therefore, the first brace is a case of shina kodesh, alu l'baal m'shem chayva. If the kemitza shelo lishma was done about a different mincha, such as a minchas machavas l'shem minchas marcheshes, the owner's obligation is fulfilled, as Reb Shimon gave his reasoning, because ma'aseh mechichin shu mechazav, since it's obvious that the machshava was false, because it's clearly a machavas, the machshava is meaningless. However, the second brace is a case of shina bailam, loy olu l'baal m'shem chayva. If the kemitza shelo lishma was about a different person, such as minchas Reuben l'shem minchas Shimon, their obligation is not fulfilled because ein maseh mechichin shu mechazav, since it's not obvious that the machshava was false, because the mincha possibly belongs to either person, the machshava is significant. After questioning Rabbah's opinion, the Gemara concludes that although Reb Shimon says of a bezvachim einikain, the halacha of machshava de minkra le pasul rachmana does apply in the following cases of karbanas. If the blood of a chata sa'if was sprinkled on the lower side of the mezbech for the sake of an oila sa'if, the chata sa'if is kosher and the owner's obligation is fulfilled, because the maseh mechichin allowed the chata sa'ifi. It's obvious that the machshava was false and that this was a chata sa'if, not an oila sa'if, because of oila sa'ifi, lamal havar avala umitza havar avale. In an oila sa'if, the bird itself must be squeezed against the upper side of the mezbech. Egelu par, sheshachtu nushim pesach v'ashem, kasher umaratza. If a calf or bull of a karban chatas was slaughtered for the sake of a karban pesach or an ashem, the chatas is kasher, and the owner's obligation is fulfilled, because the maseh mechichin allowed the chatasi. It's obvious that the machshava was false, and that this was a chatas, not a pesach v'ashem, because the egelu par be pesach v'ashem leka. A calf and bull cannot be used for a pesach v'ashem. And accordingly, that which Reb Shimon said of a bezvachim ein lekein, we must say umay zvachim roiv zvachim. Only in the majority of karbanas there is no maseh mechichin, but there are some exceptions of karbanas that are maseh mechichin. Rava, however, disagrees with Rabba and holds that Reb Shimon would hold misvara machshavah demikra pasul rachmana. A machshavah shalei lishma that is obviously false should cause the karban to become possible, because as Rashi explains, shem yemru mutul lishanis bekarbanas. People might mistakenly assume that one is permitted to have a machshavah shalei lishma. While machshavah deloy minkra lei pasul rachmana, a machshavah shalei lishma that is possibly true should not cause the karban to become possible, because since people are not aware that this was a machshavah shalei lishma and there's no concern for shem yemru. Therefore, Rava reconciles Reb Shimon as follows. Kam b'koyim etz mincha l'shum mincha, kam b'koyim etz mincha l'shum zevach. It depends on whether the mechshava shalei lishma was about a different mincha or about a zevach such as a karban oila. Therefore, the first price is a case of b'koyim etz mincha l'shum mincha. Alul ba'al m'shem chayva. If his intention was in one mincha about a different mincha, even though it was ma'aseh mechichen, the owner's obligation is fulfilled, because the pasuk states, zeis teres ha-mincha. Tera achas l'chal menachas, all menachas are considered as one. While the second brayse is a case of b'kaimitz mincha l'shum zevach, loy ol l'bayl m'shem chayva. If his intention was in a mincha about a karban oila, even though it was not maseh mechichen, the owner's obligation is not fulfilled, because b'zayis tarayis ha-mincha b'zevach l'ksiv. There is no pasuk that considers menachas and zvachim as one. Gemara explains that accordingly, Reb Shimon holds the same regarding all cases of chatas l'shem chatas, such as chatas chaylev, sheshach l'shem chatas dam, l'shem chatas avitz kechavim, an ordinary chatas that was brought as a chatas for another lav, or as a chatas for idolatry, or l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzayra, if it was slaughtered for the sake of the chatas of a nazir or mitzayra. In all these cases, kesher umaratza, the owner's obligation was fulfilled, because the pasuk states, v'zayis taras ha-chatas, tara achas l'chol chatois. All chatois are considered as one. Well, according to the Chacham, there is a machlokes amiram. Rava says it depends. L'shem chatas dam, l'shem chatas akum kshera, because they're all chatois for kapara. But l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas mitzayir psula. If we're slaughtered for the sake of a chatas nazir or mitzayir, it is possible, because the hani oilis ninu. They're like oilis and are not brought for kapara, and this is like any other chatas shalei lishma. While Ravacha b'rede Rava holds kulu l'psula, all cases of wrong intentions invalidate a chatas, because the pasuk says, v'shachat oisa l'chatas, and we expound, l'shem oisei chatas, it must be brought for the exact type of chatas for which it was designated. Ravashi also holds like Rava that machshava d'minkra pasul rachmana. Machshava d'lei minkra lei pasul rachmana. And therefore Ravashi reconciles Reb Shimon as follows. V'koyim etz machvas l'shum marcheshes, alu l'bal m'shem chayba. If his intentions were only a machvas about marcheshes, the owner's obligation is fulfilled, because b'manukah machasha, but machshava b'manukah lei pasla. Since he mentioned only the names of the utensils, but not of the karban mincha, the machshava is meaningless. However, b'koyim etz minchas machvas l'shum minchas marcheshes, lei alu l'bal m'shem chayba. If his intentions were in minchas machavas for a minchas machashas, the obligation is not fulfilled, because b'mincha de pasla b'machshava k'machashav. Since he did mention the name of the karban mincha, machshava is significant.